Losing sleep because of your cat, part 3. Another friend has not been strong in her endeavours. While at first their cat appeared to be very well trained to just have its own sleeping quarters, with the cold winter nights setting in and often being home alone with the cat most evenings, that little minx has moved into the forbidden zone. First of all, it became very friendly with my friend. You know how it is. Let me sit on your knee and enjoy your company that way. Or let me wander around your legs as you move around the house. Let me stay near your feet by the fire. All those little let me thingies that you are, if you are not awake to it, eventually become, it won't really matter if I just curl up on your feet while you sleep, would it? It does feel nice that you're keeping my back warm when it's so cold. To taking advantage of half of the soft pillow beside her head. Needless to say, hubby, who was extremely happy to come home to a feline-free bed, now is not so happy sharing pillows and wife with the cat. We have a special needs young granddaughter. I say young, 11, nearly 12, and going on 30. She can become quite disruptive when out of her routine. Therefore, rules have to be established right from the beginning when she comes to visit. And now that she's able to converse with you sensibly, it's becoming easier to talk to her about what would she like to do and when. Unfortunately, she also never lets you forget once you've said something is about to happen. And her memory is the most perfect memory God ever blessed anyone with. We've had probably two cats between us before and during our marriage. Keith's cat, before I even met him, loved the routine of the truck yard. He, of course, slept with Keith on those days. After all, it was only him, Keith, and Keith's dad. Plenty of room in two beds if one became boring. And that is the end of part 3.